Hi there. Happy Friday and welcome to Divine Connections. You're here with Sue Fieldsdale Monty, my beautiful co-host, and I am Lynn Bleasdale. And we're here to give you some mini readings and have a look at our subject tonight, which is, Sue, fear. How about that one, eh? It's everywhere these days. Fear is all
it
around.
Sure is.
Oh, have you noticed that... It's funny that where I live, people are very polite. I guess, well, we're from Canada, eh? But people are very polite and getting along, and there's a lot of, you know, helping each other in good manners. But I've also noticed some people with really bad tempers, you know, and they're taking it out on each other, and it's a scary thing. And it's fear-based, just fear-based, you know. It's like the dog that bites when it's afraid sort of thing.
Right.
Yeah. Are you feeling
there's
it
so
yourself?
There's so many scary
too?
Things. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's, absolutely.
You know, so many different things to deal with right now, and the uncertainty of what's going on and what's the truth about what we're being told. And, you know, you hear so many different things, and it's you do fear, am I going to get this? Am I going to die from it? Am I going to be okay? Is this real? Are my kids going to be okay? And, you know, what about finances and job situations? And
and what's true
so
and what's
much.
Not. Absolutely.
Right.
I remember I always carry this little motto with me, fear makes you weak. And I got that from watching this guy on a PBS show. He did the microwave towers, so he would go right the way to the top to this just amazing height, and you know, fix things or put new bulbs and stuff. And the guy who was interviewing him said, "How do you manage to do that? How do you not get afraid?" And the guy goes, "Well, fear makes you weak," and it sort of was an epiphany moment, and I went, "You're damn right it does." You know,
it does.
It sort of it crumbles the foundation of everything and makes everything so much harder to deal with. It doesn't mean I don't get weak with fear from time to time. You know, like life is a pretty can be a pretty daunting experience from time to time. But sorry, Uncle.
No, I was going to say, you know, we try to be positive and not worry about the stuff that we can't control, but we are humans, and that fear creeps in no matter what it is. If it's the fear of what's going on now, financial worries, family matters, whatever it is, your her baby's health. Is my car going to make it? I mean, there's so many, many, many different things that cause fear, and we just have to try our best not to dwell on it.
I had a really cool idea today that came to me, that there's one letter between worrier and warrior, right?
Yeah.
You can be a
worrier,
or you can be a warrior. And being a warrior doesn't mean you don't get the afraid. It's how you handle that fear. I don't know if I can be a little risque on the air, but I was telling you guys about the acronym for fear, and that modern psychology says it stands for face everything and recover. Stephen King, however, says that it stands for F everything and run. And sometimes it feels like
sometimes that's what you got to do.
I'd say so. Holy cow. You know, there's like just I'm out of here, you know, and you leave that cartoon hole in the wall, and it's the wiser course a lot of the time. Like the Wizard of Oz said to the lion, you know, just because you run away from danger doesn't make you a chicken. It makes you wise. That's wisdom. So, you know,
right.
But holy cow, it's it is something that we really can choose how we handle it, you know? Do you remember when you first started doing house clearings and having connections with not so pleasant spirits, and you know the fear that you get?
Yes.
even with the harmless ones, like when you're first starting out, it's scary, you know, and you have to learn.
And you have to have confidence in yourself and faith in yourself and your higher being, whatever it is that you go to, and your abilities.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's kind of when the rubber meets the road is, you know, nobody gets to panic in the moment of like when fear is like dangerous, you know. And actually, you know, if you think about it, fear is probably a good thing in the right quantities. Because if you didn't fear stuff, you might just be, you know, walking into the sides of buses and stuff like that. It's, you know, it's a good thing to have, but in large quantities and overwhelming. You know, we're walking around all the time with all these hormones flooding our body, all these fight or flight or freeze hormones. Just, you know, and it's very, very primitive brain, you know. Oh, I'm getting afraid just talking about this. Oh, my gosh. It's hard to not to get, I don't know what the word is, to see the suffering right now of the families who are losing people. You know, just the outcome of all the things that are happening. It's really hard for anyone, but the sensitive empath beings around are, some of them are like drowning in despair, which I think is a form of fear. We're either coming from fear or we're coming from love. It's like a binary code. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, the energy, the fear is almost palatable when you are out and about.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And we just have to,
I have to get our Sacred Embers blog going because Tina wrote this amazing thing of how she handled the virus. And she's, you know, she was like a martial arts practitioner. She like kicked its butt and told it to go, and it did. I'm not saying that should replace medical treatment, people. It's just, you know, your attitude, your inner talk can actually dispel fear a lot. It's a pretty amazing thing. You can use your own energy, you know, to correct. But,
definitely.
Yeah, I'd say so. Well,
yes,
fear not.
You know, just think about it. Right. It's when you have a positive attitude and you look at everything in a more positive light, you feel stronger. When you dwell on negativity and all the bad energy around you, it brings you down. So even at a time like this, we have to remember that we're badass and we have to stay strong.
Mm-hmm.
And
even death isn't something to fear. You know, we know there is, you know, it's the body. That's it. And we're not worried about, you know, what happens. I think it's, what is it? Dying is easy. Comedy is hard. Who said that? I can't remember. But anyway, well, what do you think, Sue? Are we we've got a caller waiting very patiently, and we can go ahead and just start some readings right now. And what do you think? Are you up for that right now? We have just the two of us tonight, so we can take a little time to answer questions and whatnot. And if anyone wants to call in, weigh in on the topic, or get a little mini reading from Sue and Lynn, 646-564-9868 is the number. Call in, and we'll see what we can do for you.
Absolutely.
.303, you're on with Divine Connections. Hi there. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, my name is Allison.
Hi, Allison. Welcome. What can
Thank you.
Do for you tonight? Did you want to share any thoughts on fear?
I love Stephen King's. I love Stephen King's acronym. Yeah, I go with that one.
I do too. I just love that. It's in one of his best books called Bag of Bones. If you've never read it, this is just a marvelous read. And my copy is so tattered; it's in like three pieces. But I still reread it every year. It's a beautiful love story with a bit of a ghost aspect to it, and it's one of his lesser known books. Yeah, so that's the book it's in. Bag of Bones, and I'm sure you can probably get it used on Amazon for a couple of bucks. So what did you want us to look at tonight, Allison? Did you have a question or anything?
Well, I don't know what kind of modality you use, if you like a general, and if you do general, just whatever comes up.
Absolutely.
Kind of thing, or do you prefer? I don't want to get too specific because it's a pretty private matter for me. Or I can keep it. I can just sort of throw out a general topic. I'd be okay with that as well. If you want to,
sure.
Just whatever works.
Not
for you. I accommodate.
Not a problem. I know that I'm going to let Sue take a minute to kind of come up with whatever's going to come through for her. And I'm going to take a sec and just, I'm working with the Servants of the Light tarot deck. So what I'd like you to do is I'm going to start, I've just taken it and shuffled it thinking about you. So just tell me when to stop and I will pull the card that you tell.
Okay,
so I'm moving them now. Okay, go ahead.
What was the name of the deck? What was the name of the deck? What was the name of the deck, please?
It is the Servants of the Light. Servants of the Light. Yeah, it's connected to the Golden Dawn. It's a very old deck, and it's a very beautiful deck. And I'm kind of getting very used to using it, but I'm still learning. But I'm going to start to move the cards.
Okay.
Just let me know when to stop, and I'll let you know which card
okay.
you get. So go ahead anytime.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, there's good.
Okay. All right. So what we've got here is the Ace of Swords, yeah. Okay, let's just see what comes up for you.
Reverse reading? I mean, does the card come up upright or reverse?
It is reversed, yeah. It's the Ace of Swords reversed. I have to translate the card to the regular tarot deck. So it's, okay. So I'm just pulling up. Oh, fabulous. Okay.
I know
the Ace of Swords reversed. Oh, fabulous. How nice is that? I'll just give you a little brief one then. You can probably go deeper yourself after the reading.
Right.
A new idea. Yeah, so the Ace of Swords reversed indicates that a new idea or a breakthrough is emerging from within you, but you're not willing to share it with others just yet. You may be still exploring what this idea means for you and how to best express and manifest, but you might also be seeking greater clarity about whether this is an idea you wish to pursue. Maybe you're unsure if it will bring the results you desire. So when this card appears, it's important to give yourself time, space to meditate, clear your mind, so you can birth this idea in the most effective way. So you can look up that further, the reversed Ace of Swords, but that's an interesting card for you. It does feel to me like you're trying to come to a conclusion about something that is eluding you, is what's coming in for me. Do you feel like you need to make a break from something?
There's not an easy answer to that. It's so complicated, and I wouldn't even.
Okay, you don't have to talk about
it.
I'm just getting here. It's a rock and a hard place for you.
Yeah, I think
sometimes
that's probably a good way.
And honestly, what it's, I'm feeling is a pulling back of your energy from the situation. And give it a rest is what's coming through. Give it a rest and rest your mind, rest your heart. And again, the phrase comes through for you, just trust. Don't try to make a decision for a little while. Like give yourself a break and let the answers come in rather than striving to reach them. It's the word escape comes in here. And this is a weird image I'm getting, but it's like, have you ever watched the old Dracula movies where he pulls his cape up and then he's gone?
Yeah.
Poof. It looks like that would be a great solution for you if you could just pull your cape up and go poof and have the decision made for you. But it's this taking the break is sort of like it'll give you that sort of time to let the answer come in rather than reaching for it. So, I hope that helps. It's, rock and a hard place. We've all been there. But just don't be afraid. Our subject tonight is fear. So remember that, the future isn't carved in stone. And it's okay, even if you make the decision that turns out to be a mistake, it's not going to be the end of the world. I'm now also picking up for you the number 4. So what I'm going to do is see if Sue's picking up anything.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And I'll go look up number 4, Sue, while you talk to Allison, okay? And I'm just going to mute myself here. Okay, hon.
There you go. Yep.
Hi, Allison.
Hey.
I am getting the picture of, it's just really weird, in my mind, like a tornado with tons of debris going round and round and round and round, and it's saying, like, do I, don't I, health, career, move. I mean, it's just like a million things going at one time. And it's not settling. And I agree with Lynn, you have to take a step back and try not to fear. And no matter what decision you make the one that is best for you, not for everybody else. You have to do what is best for you. It's like you're always putting others first, aren't you?
That's been a lifelong.
Yeah, you're putting yourself in the background.
Lifelong story. Yeah. Well, I had to put others first. I had to. I would die if I didn't.
But there comes a point, and believe me, it took me almost 60 years to realize this.
Mm-hmm.
There comes a point where you have to put the brakes on and you have to put you first. As I heard so many times the old saying, you cannot pour from an empty pitcher. If you don't take care of yourself, you don't have anything to give to others. I took care of everybody else for 58 years and had a near fatal heart attack because I kept putting myself off to the side. You cannot continue to put everybody else and their well-being and their wishes and their thoughts above yours. You are more important in your world than anybody else, and that's not selfish in a negative way. That's self-love, self-care. You have to take care of yourself. And
yep, I'm doing that. I got the lesson. I mean, I've gotten that lesson kind of in really big increments, I would say, through my lifetime. You know, just situations I've been in, people, work environments even. I mean, you name it. That's a lesson that's been kind of brought to me sometimes conservatively and sometimes in great big, thunderstorms and everything in between.
Right.
You know, very dramatic. And so I'm not unfamiliar with the process of learning that. But I am clearly facing that. Like now, I know that that's what this is now, in the last year, that there's nothing but this now, this lesson, this teaching, this whatever you want to, this self-care, I'm going to call it self-care, because of what's happened in the last year. I know that if I don't address it, my life doesn't go on. And so it's pretty much down to the bone. And I get that. So I appreciate what you're saying, but I'm already there. I'm already on that page. I'm already writing that book, that new chapter, that, what I don't know what to call it, sort of this, turn.
Absolutely.
late in life, but a kind of a turn, because you get, as you know, you get so forced with your back to the wall that it's do or die. And that's what it came to. So that's where it's at. So I get it. I have it. I embrace it. I know it. Like I'm learning it, but I know that that's what that this is, there's nothing that anyone could, I just want to put that out there that this has been my homework for a while. I get it.
Okay. Is your mother,
if that makes sense.
Is your mother still with us? Is your mother crossed?
She's not here. No.
Were you a caregiver for her?
I don't talk about my mother.
Okay.
I don't even talk. I don't even allow it from the other side. I don't even allow it from the other side.
Okay. I know why. I understand why.
Yeah. It's not a topic. Nobody goes there with me. No one.
Okay.
And I have to really set that boundary up. That's a hands off.
Yeah. Okay.
So I say that to everyone.
I
don't
understand.
Take it personally. Yeah.
No, not at all. I completely, believe me, I completely understand.
Hands off.
Okay. Yeah. Do you get outside enough?
I do. I actually, especially with this whole lockdown thing that everybody is under, my gym is closed, which is an indoor gym anyway. I do make a point because I've always been physically active to get to be outdoors or to get exercise or to just to move my body. I'm a horrible excuse for a couch potato. I've always said I would make a horrible couch potato. Like I don't have it genetically in me to do it even. But the problem is now because I live in the desert, and so right now it's about 5:30 and it's about 102 degrees outside right now, and that's cool. It's cooling down right now. So being outdoors is actually not only unpleasant. And this is desert, so it's dangerous.
Right.
It's actually heat stroke and things of that nature if you overdo
it.
So, so the outdoor thing is now becoming much, sad to say, more and more not an option.
Okay.
We got into the last month, so, and it just gets worse from here,
Yeah, I know.
There's some kind of weird feedback.
When you're out.
So that's it.
It's not outside, just when you're out.
What was that?
What did you hear?
We've got some strange static going on, Sue.
Yeah, interference. Yeah, there's some kind of weird interference. It's like static and then a voice. Like,
oh, wow.
I can't figure out where that... It's a male. Oh.
Creepy.
I don't know. It's like some kind of interference on the line.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I'm sure.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Oh, it's like across lines or something like that.
Oh, you know what? We've just lost Sue. No, we haven't. Oh, wait a minute. No, we have. She's just dropped here. So it's okay. I'm going to just let you know about number four that came in for you, Allison. And I think, actually, if you don't mind, go online and just look up the different meanings.
I know numerology. I know numerology.
Okay.
It's my second thing after astrology that I've studied. And I'm not a professional numerologist, but I have used it quite a lot in my own personal work, and it pairs really nicely, differently, but really nicely with astrology as well. Very different
mm-hmm.
modalities, but there's a interface there that's it's really cool. And
yeah.
so I've used numerology in doing readings for other people as well. So I know number four really, really well. We're a 4-year right now as well universally. So my birth path is a 4, so I know my own birth path. And I know
okay.
the meaning of 4 like in the esoteric language. So but if you have something to contribute that I don't know about number 4, that'd
oh,
be
no.
fine.
You would know what 4 represents then, and what
yeah.
resonates for you from number 4 is what's coming in. Because mm-hmm. it's got a lot of different meanings depending
yeah.
on where how you're looking at it. But what I'm what I'm feeling personally for you, that it is talking about a stability and a success that's going to come from your decision. I feel like you've got a lot of help, as you know. And yeah, so I don't think your decision is going to cause you any pain. I think it will bring some stability, success, you know, and it isn't rewarding you yet, but I think it will down the road. The thing about, you know, decisions, you ask yourself, if you were going to live to be 90, what would that 90-year-old person want you to have done, right? And that's often how you get your answer. But I feel like you're on a really good track, you know?
I wonder what this decision that is being referred to is referring to. you know, I'm not... we all have decisions to make at some points in our life, but I don't know what it's really referring to, but that's okay.
The decision that involves escape, okay, the word escape came in earlier, whatever decision
yeah.
that you have made that involves an escape or a leaving of something behind, it feels like you've made a good decision. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, then that probably is my decision to make to move, and I mean a very big move, not a local move even. So that's
mm-hmm.
You know, that could be referring to that. That's definitely a decision that's a significant one and
mm-hmm.
Overdue, a necessary.
There you go.
And a pain in the butt because it's so hard to move. I've moved about 63 times.
Wow.
And at my age, I am so tired of it. And I mean my age, actually, because I'm up there in the years. You know, and moving, I once moved 8 times in 1 year in one city. I mean, it's just, you know, when you're in your 40s, when you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, even, you can do it. I can do it blindfolded. But once you start
mm-hmm.
really getting up there in the years and you have a lot of health issues, then moving gets a lot less, even if you know it's necessary, it gets a lot more burdensome. It's a lot
absolutely.
Of work. I do these on my own. I'm doing these moves on my own. Nobody. I mean, I've packed my own trucks. I don't get help. This is little on
mm-hmm.
me, you know. So it's a lot harder when it's just you and your body is kind of worn out,
mm-hmm.
and your mind is just going, "Oh man, not again."
yeah. It'd be good if you
so
could
I think
put
that's
down
probably.
Roots. Mm-hmm. Put down some roots, you know. When you make this
yeah.
make this move,
yeah,
you
that,
can do
yeah,
that.
That's,
you've
that's,
got
that's,
room.
That's the point. That's the that's
mm-hmm.
part of the point. There's many. That's part of the incentive. It's multi-layered, but I've never had roots.
Yeah, well, it's maybe time to.
And I've lived abroad too. I've moved abroad as well, so this isn't all local stuff.
I just want to, we've got Sue back, and something very interesting happened. Sue, how are you doing there?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know what happened. She said she heard a man's voice, and my phone went dead.
Now, this is your grand... was this Allison or your granddaughter?
Yeah.
No, Allison.
No, this is Allison. You were asking about going outside, asking if I go outside very much. I said yes, but that in, the end is in sight because the heat is here.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so it's kind of tough to I mean, it's just tough to be outdoors, period, you know, never mind outdoors for long walks, you know, things of that nature.
No, definitely. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well. Well, I hope that helps, Allison, and, you know, just maybe some Qigong in front of a very big fan or something to keep yourself moving, because I think you have a lot of kinetic energy in you, and so keeping on moving is a good thing. Keeps you young, you know, you may be chronologically a certain age, but I think you have a much younger spirit, so, yeah, that keeps you going.
I will be happy when the gym opens up again and I can,
yeah.
you know, therefore get to the gym and, it, you know, obviously it's air conditioned so I can go there and take my classes again and get on the machines again and be within a, you know, outside of, you know, the 120 degree blazing sun, of course.
Absolutely.
But within my own little space, I do yoga. I've done yoga off and on for at least half my life, I would say. So, you know, as long as I have a yoga mat and a cool room, you know, I make that work. It's not the same as more aerobic kind of exercise.
Mm-hmm.
That I really love swimming. That is my sport. But you know, under the circumstances, yoga definitely has benefits. But I would love to just. I would really like to get the heart going, you know, like get on a treadmill or, you know, get in a swimming pool and just move.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. Okay. Well, we're going to move on, Allison. We've got a lineup of callers here. So thank you so much for calling and let us know how it goes. Call back and keep in touch, okay? And stay cool. Love and light, Allison.
Literally. Thank you very much. We all need that here. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, God bless.
Okay. Thanks for
calling.
Have a
good night.
Bye-bye.
Okay, here we go. And we're moving on to our next caller, and that is 954. Hi, you're welcome to Divine Connections. Could we get your name?
Hello, thank you for taking my call. This is Mary. I'm calling from Florida. Hope you are
Hi, Mary.
Can you do a general reading, or if there's any spirit loved ones that have any messages tonight?
Absolutely. Okay, I'm getting the image of somebody wearing a very large hat.
That's interesting.
It's almost like a joke hat. Like a big one they put on for effect. It's not like a functional hat. It's a sort of a silly big, like a big sombrero or something like that that they put on.
Male or female?
It's a male. He's kind of a lampshade on the head kind of guy.
Huh.
If you get what I mean. This is somebody who is a cut
up. Well, maybe I'll recognize after.
Okay, I don't know. Sue, are you feeling this energy at all? Like the first thing I saw was this guy in this clown, like clowning in a giant hat. You know,
I saw big flowers on a hat.
Yeah, like it could almost be sort of a Monty Python-y thing where they're like, you know, dressing up like ladies kind of thing and being silly.
Yeah. It made me think of the Kentucky Derby hat.
Yeah, those crazy those things. Yes, indeed.
The big over-the-top ornate.
Yeah, and I
would
rage
his chapel. Would it be something of his personality or trying to relay a message?
It could be. No, it's Yeah, it's a personality thing. This is how you know this person. It's a male, and I feel like that the initial would be R.
Well, now that you say R, I had an uncle. He wouldn't wear a sombrero hat or anything goofy, but his signature pretty much was a cap that he wore probably 90% of the time, and it was kind of a private joke. And a couple of us, because we were kids, and because he wore that hat all the time and lost most of his hair, so, and his first initial was an R, so if that's who I'm thinking of, he wasn't a funny person by any means, just an R.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure. I hate to force it, you know what I mean?
That's how I would relate to a hat.
Yeah, it feels like the message that this person, this personality is trying to send through is to lighten up a little bit.
That's
are
what
you
I was
taking...
wondering, if it was something to make me laugh or the person themselves.
Yeah, I think to inject a little levity into your life, are you holding on to the reins a little too tight? You know what I mean? Are you micromanaging?
Things have been kind of tenuous, so it could very well be.
Yeah, and I just wonder, do you ever catch yourself with your shoulders like kind of clenched up around your ears? You don't realize it, but you're carrying the tension.
Yeah, definitely. I have a swelling on a left shoulder. It's probably from tension all the time.
Okay. Are you able to use herbal teas?
Yeah, I have them once in a while. I take the mint or the chamomile or different kinds.
If you're able to get hold of some lemon balm, just to take the edge off it's not like an anxiety thing, but it's like it'll help you to relax and also to just remember to breathe when you start to clench up. Because when I started to talk to you, I mean, you sound like a really nice, laid-back person, but I started to clench up, like almost like I'm having to micromanage things. And,
yes, that's correct. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's okay. And you know what? I'm getting the image of just sitting back with big fuzzy slippers on. Okay. Okay.
I like that too.
Do you have big fuzzy slippers?
I do.
You're saying put them on. Yeah, okay. Put them on and take a night or a weekend, or just relax, and you can let go. The image that's coming in for me is someone holding on reins really, really tightly, like driving a stagecoach or riding a horse, but the reins are just too clenched. You can let those go a little bit. The world won't fall apart if, you know, everything's not sort of taken care of at the moment. You can let a few things go, probably should. Sue, what are you picking up? I don't know who this R person is, but it feels like it's coming through, like, you know, lighten up a little bit there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he felt it, because before she said uncle, I wrote down uncle.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like he had I don't know how to put it into words, but personality. Not necessarily a funny one, but a big one. And I think what it is with the hat, with him coming through, is the lighten up.
Okay.
I think that's what the comical hat is.
Your uncle who might fit that. He was an uncle through marriage. I just remembered him, and he was kind of goofy. He would wear different, maybe put on a hat or do crazy things to get attention and so forth. So it could be from that area.
Does the name Joe mean anything?
No, his name was John.
It could be a John, but I wrote down Joe. That name was just coming through. Okay. This business with your shoulder and the tightness and the tension, is that recent?
No, I've had that for quite some time. Sometimes it's better, sometimes not.
Okay. There's been something that changed health-wise for you recently?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Something has changed health-wise recently for you?
Well, I have a chronic condition, and it seems like it's getting worse instead of better, and I haven't been able to physically get more testing or anything.
Okay. If I'm hearing more natural, more nature, so like Lynn was saying, the lemon balm tea will
mm-hmm.
help relax you.
Okay.
So if you could do some research online about maybe some supplements or natural remedies that will help with your condition.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel strongly that there's something out there that's going to be very, very, it's going to be like an, oh my gosh, why didn't I think of that? It could be like, I'm not saying this is it, but I'm just saying like vitamin C. You know, it's going to be something very simple, very accessible that's going to help.
I'm on higher doses now of cranberry extract I'm trying to think of the name. D-mannose and cranberry extract. I'm taking for the condition to relieve that.
Mm-hmm.
So that is something I've added.
Okay, I know what the cranberry's for. Have you ever tried dandelion tea?
No. I don't know if
dandelion tea
well.
Works. There's a lot of different things that dandelion does. You can eat it in a salad. You can make a tea out of it. You can do the flowers, the roots, the leaves. The whole complete plant is edible. And it works as a diuretic, but it also has a lot of other healing purposes to it.
Okay.
So maybe do some research into dandelion.
Mm-hmm.
That will work along with the cranberry.
Okay. Can you pick up anything on a partner that's had a cough for about 5 months and also a lot of sinus and allergic kind of conditions, but it doesn't seem to really ever go away?
Let me see. Person eat a lot of peanut butter?
No, he don't eat hardly any. I'm always after him to eat more peanut butter because I heard it's good for like weight loss and helping with other
mm-hmm.
things. He's also diabetic too.
Okay. If I'm seeing like a nut or a seed or something along that line for an allergy.
No, he seems to be allergic to a lot of spicy foods, and I don't eat a lot myself.
He might want to go for allergy testing.
Well, he did, really, and I mean, nothing really major.
Didn't get
coming
a specific
up.
Answer, yeah.
Not really that much, no. They just give you a lot of cortisone sprays and all that. He's tried all that. Nothing works. It's more like it's in the throat. It's a clearing of the throat all the time, and it's a annoyance in the throat, and then there's a lot of sinus congestion, and it's coughing. And
right.
You can't quite, figure out what it is, and yet it comes and goes, and no matter what they've given him, nothing seems to work.
Okay. There's a couple of things that I can think of right off the top of my head that help with coughing and the easing of the throat and that. The
mm-hmm.
first one is honey.
Yeah, we're trying honey and apple cider vinegar.
Don't do the vinegar, I heard. Don't do vinegar.
Really? I always thought that was good for clearing out mucus in the body.
Yeah, but I just heard don't do the vinegar. But the honey, make sure it's a local raw honey.
Mm-hmm. I get the organic. I don't know exactly where it's from, but I always buy organic when I can.
Yeah. Make sure you get local, because that way it's produced from all the plants in your area, so it helps combat any allergies from your area.
I see.
And pineapple juice is an excellent natural cough suppressant and expectorant.
I didn't know that.
Yep. Yeah, that's. I would try the honey, and you can even make like a tea with
right,
honey.
Right, I put it in tea sometimes when I make tea for them.
Yeah, and you can even just do honey and lemon in hot water and sip that, and that will help too.
Okay.
But you might want to try keeping a journal of what he's consuming daily and when he seems to be
a lot of milk
worse
and a lot of milk and sugar and things he's not supposed to be eating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dairy does produce a lot of mucus. It is
right. I've been trying to convince
yes.
him of that. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can get some evidence, you know, just sort of get some fact sheets together for them. But I know a lot of musicians, flute players and whatnot, they won't touch dairy before a show because it makes them clogged up and whatnot.
That makes sense.
Yeah, the dairy boy.
I tried getting him a allergy-free pillow. Seems to help with sleeping. But,
mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of coughing or anything during the night with the pillow.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to ask Mary, is he taking blood pressure medicine?
Yeah.
Okay, because that is also something that causes a cough and irritation in the throat. So you might want to just check if that's one of them. But I was just going to add to Sue's.
I mentioned
sorry,
that.
Huh?
I mentioned
yeah.
that. Of course, I told him to check the doctor, but then again, the doctor, the comeback is, well, you have to take, you know, you don't really have an option on that.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's what the cause is, then I don't know, you know, what you can do because the doctor wasn't on that.
You can segue to dietary aids, you know. Don't just switch quickly, but you can, like, start using food as medicine. There's a lot of things that will lower blood pressure naturally. And I was just going to add to
I know that. I know certain ones. I've been suggesting it. And
yeah.
Also I have a neighbor who can't seem to keep her pressure under control, and I've been telling her to drink the beet juice because I know that is.
Yep.
It's a really good thing to learn about and learn how to use food as medicine. I was going to suggest, too, along with Sue's remedies, you can add horehound, H-O-R-E-H-O-U.
Right, they make them in the cough drops.
Yeah, they taste great, and they're really good for clearing that throat and stuff like that. But, you know, there's natural aids for blood pressure that maybe he can ease off the medication a bit. Because I know that stuff really makes people get that thing going. All the
I didn't know that. I thought about medicines right away, but I didn't know specifically that's one of the side effects. So
yeah, have
I don't
a look
know.
Online and just get your because the more you learn and there's you know ways to. So you've got some good books on the go. Can you recommend any to Mary just to have a look at for? Switching to, you know, natural medicines, you know what I mean?
Rosemary Gladstar is very, very good with her
what
remedies.
What is it?
Rosemary Gladstar.
Never heard of her.
Yeah, she is one of the first original herbalist teachers in the U.S. She's very, very good. Rose Mountain Herbs, they have a website that you can go to, and they have all different natural stuff. You can go on there and look up different things on there. Geez, I can't think right off the top of my head. Those are the two.
Well,
that
I
really
do a lot of research, so I'm always on the computer searching the different supplements and herbs and things. So I can't go and look them up.
Mm-hmm.
But you get any idea about this virus? About anything? About your feelings on this, or anything that's going to kind of be the most helpful, or Any input at all on that?
I feel that there's a shift happening in humanity in general. Not everybody's catching on. But what do you think, Sue? Are you feeling that too? Oh, there she is.
I have very difficult giving my opinion about this virus and the situation with it.
If I were to give my opinion,
Blog Talk would shut us down, so I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, I know where you're going on it. At this point, there's a lot of theories and there's a lot of discussions and, you know, the jury isn't completely, you know, in yet about everything and where it's going to head. Every day things change. Just when you think you're headed in one direction, you're going in another. So, but I know there's a certain group of people that seem to think that this is like the flu. And it's, you know, it's overkill, and it's like the flu, and it's this and that, and but it's way far beyond that.
It's one of those things where
overdo it, or you can way underdo it, you can underplay it, and then it all depends on where your desperation is, or where what is the most important. But it's hard to put everything over health either, because if you don't have your health, you can't even go to work. So if you get too sick, and you're going to go into work.
My personal opinion is you cannot be too careful.
Exactly. And if you're told to do something and you don't comply, and you're going to fight it, well, it's just going to make it worse for you and everybody else. But if you want to be well and you want those around you to remain that.
Excuse me.
I was just having a sip of cranberry juice here. It went down the wrong throat. But, I mean, it's personal responsibility. You don't want to take it. Well, there's nothing you can't change people if they don't want to take responsibility.
Right.
But as for myself and the people I care about, we're doing what we can. And you know, it was first thought that it was just the old people getting it, but now it's proven that it's any age. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. I think it's to do with immune system, and how if people have a compromised immune system from cancer treatments or diabetes.
Right, they're definitely more vulnerable. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
They've got
and to even
take
if,
care of themselves.
Yeah.
And,
right,
a lot,
and the young
a lot
and healthy
more,
ones.
The scary
yeah,
part
saving...
is the little kids now getting all this stuff. And,
well, there we
babies.
Go back to the fear, yeah. And that's the thing is we mustn't let the fear make us go. There's no good can come of panicking, you know. So
yeah.
If we can keep everybody calm and, you know, help them through the times, you know, that we're going through. But I think doing the hygiene thing just makes sense anyway, whether we have a pandemic or not.
Yeah, from other cold flus and whatever else is going on.
Yeah, absolutely. And we learned that, you know, with the onset of practical nursing, you know. Keep it clean, you know, keep the germs at bay. It's a whole other universe.
I had my mother in a nursing home for 2 years, and I was there almost every day. And I saw things that really made my hair stand on end, so it doesn't surprise me that those would be the most targeted places because the hygiene and the care was so poor to begin with. And I always had to step in and monitor everything. And you talk about being uptight, you know, all the time. And,
yeah.
I guess my immune system kicked in the whole time because I was healthier then when I had to take care of my mother and also my dad as well. He was at home. But I couldn't let myself be sick except for one night. I remember one night coming home, I started hurting all over, severe pain all over my body and getting weak. I took my temperature, it was 104. And I called a friend and I said, do you think I should go to the hospital? And he said, I'll be right over. When I told him my temperature. And I was really bad when I got to the hospital. And they gave whatever they gave me, antibiotics, whatever, it seemed to click right away because within a few days I was okay. But what I don't know what I picked up. I mean, that goes back to 2005. I don't know what I caught, but I was around, you know, sick and elderly all the time and in hospitals, nursing homes, everything. But I managed to fight it. But I knew I had to take care of my parents, so I just willed it away, I guess. But that was the sickest I was.
Yeah. You do find that, though, when people have obligations or something they have to get done, they wait. When I was working in theater, I noticed that people would get sick after the show opened. They may have had, you know, a cold, but they really collapsed after the opening, and you had duties to perform, so you were doing the right thing, and then you probably have to collapse.
Then I got sick later, years later, I started getting sick with everything because I had a lot of responsibilities in other directions, but I didn't have my parents, but then I started kind of breaking down too and having all kinds of things myself, probably from all the time I held in what was going wrong.
Absolutely. It's energy, pure energy. And the thing is, it sounds to me like you're healing now. You're on a healing path. So that's a good feeling that I'm getting from you.
Okay, well, I don't want to take your whole show, and hopefully you have some other callers who need your help. And continue what we're doing and just stay safe and protect yourself the best we can. And you know, hopefully
stay in touch, would you? And let us know how it goes. Your big challenge, I think, is getting a guy to listen to good sound advice. So, you know, we do wish you well on that.
I say to my own self, be true and try to go with my intuition. And I'm usually pretty right on about a lot of things. So, you know, people don't realize it. And then all of a sudden they'll come back and say, you know, I think you were right.
You just get there faster, right? But you know, guys, get there fast. You just want them to get there faster, you know, so you can actually help
a
them
little
with the matter.
Just catch on a little earlier what I've been hitting over the head with.
There you go. Well,
all right, you guys take care. Have a good
thanks,
night,
Mary, and we'll talk to you again. Love and light to you. Thanks for calling in.
Same to you. Many blessings.
Thank you. That was lovely. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we're moving on to 914. You're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Yes, my name is Mary.
Oh, hi, Mary. We're getting Mary tonight. How cool is that?
Lots of Marys today. Mm-hmm. How are you?
We're good. I believe we are good. Yeah, we're good.
Yes.
Hi, Sue.
No, I don't
hi,
know.
Lynn. I have a quick I have two questions, one of which is my most important question is, see if something comes through with my mom, she's actually breaking out in a rash that's inexplicable. They're thinking it might be the virus, but, you know, I just feel like it's getting worse every day, and I just wanted to see if you guys felt something or message from spirit, whether or not I should, you know, she's at a nursing home, and I just wanted to see if I should, you know, have them send her to the hospital.
Mm-hmm. What is, Mary, this is Sue. What changes has she been under lately? Have they changed the medication of hers, or maybe a laundry soap or a lotion or something they're using on her?
Yeah, that's what I asked. The only medication that they started giving her was like a blood thinner, and they stopped it immediately because they thought that was causing the rash. But then, you know, they stopped it on the first, and she's been getting gradually worse and worse every day. Like now she has the rash from her neck all the way down, and it's now going to her face. Today I saw her on FaceTime, and you know, she was scratching her face, and I was just, you know, I questioned them again today, and I just said, you know, and they said, you know, we're giving her antibiotics, and they're giving her, you know, like hydrocortisone. But I don't know. I just get scared because one time I had cellulitis, which is, you know, if left untreated,
yeah,
it could become septic. So, you
right.
know, I almost died had I not gone to the hospital. So I keep questioning them every day, you know, like, are you sure she doesn't need to go, you know? So the thing is, with the hospitals now, you know, we're so afraid to send our family there because then I would never see her, you know, or know
right.
anything. But at the same time, at least I know they'll take care of her, you know, immediately, especially with this rash.
You know, hit them with a lot of questions. Is there a new soap, a new lotion, that there's something
okay.
that's different that is causing an allergic reaction?
Okay. Unless it's a virus. Do you get anything that it could be the virus? She just got tested yesterday. So we don't know, I guess 5 days before we know whether or not she's positive or not.
I'm not really picking up anything virus-wise. That doesn't mean that she won't have it, but
right.
I'm getting
uh-huh.
more of a contact dermatitis type thing.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yep. Mhm.
Yeah, I mean,
it's something like
a cleaning product.
You
know,
I'm going to find out.
They might have changed the cleaning product that they're using around her that is affecting her. Maybe they changed types of gloves that they're using when they clean her.
Mhm. Yeah.
There's some kind of a change that's coming in direct contact with her.
Okay. I wonder if it's maybe they changed the soap. It could be that I haven't been there and
yeah.
I can't drop her. You know, I used to buy her soap, bath soap, you know, Dove for you know, like, for, you know, allergic skin,
yeah.
you know, sensitive skin. And, you know, I haven't been able to. They don't allow me to drop anything off. So it's like,
right.
you know, they must be using that cheap soap that they use.
Yep.
So,
I'll question that.
I'm so glad that, you know, that came through. Because that's what I was thinking. It was something else. I mean, I thought it was the medication. I even questioned tonight. I was like, did you guys change your medication? I need to know all the list of medications. And they said, you know, everything is the same except the antibiotic. And she's taken it before. So they said, you know, it's either the virus or I'm like, well, it's got to be something. So I said, I'll wait till tomorrow and see, you know, if it's worse. But I'll continue questioning, like, if there's a new soap or some cleaning
yeah.
products. Because it could be that they're using Clorox. I mean, they're using Clorox now for everything, to clean everything. And,
right.
you know, if my
and
mom is like me,
them,
I mean, yeah.
Ask them if they can even change her antibiotic, because you can develop allergies or sensitivities to something all of a sudden for no reason that you used to be able to take
mm-hmm.
and you can no longer take.
Yeah, true. Okay. All right, that's good to know.
Yeah. Lynn, are you picking up anything different?
Yep, sorry, I was muted there. I'm
okay.
creating little figures here. And I wanted to ask Mary, Is your mom, is her mind sharp?
No, she's actually has Alzheimer's.
Okay, that's I wrote down dementia, but it's the same kind of energy I'm talking about. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like there's she's got one foot in and one foot out of in two different worlds, okay? In the world that is not the physical, I'm drawing all these dancing figures. Leaping, twirling, dancing.
Oh, yes, she
dancing.
Loves dancing. Oh, I get you.
Okay. So rest assured, she's dancing. So if she doesn't seem to be here, it doesn't mean she's not here, if you see what I mean. She is not.
Yes, I totally understand. Yep.
So she might, it's almost like astral projection, I think, the way it feels. She's out of the body. And the body's there, it's live, the heart's beating and whatnot, but her actual spirit is actually dancing outside the body. So it's nothing to be afraid of. And I do kind of agree with Sue. I feel like there's something, I don't know if they're using too much, maybe too much hand sanitizer or the alcohol is drying the skin. It's something that isn't, not really good for her. But
okay.
Just to be okay with the fact that when she's not there, she isn't not there. And it's sad for us. Yeah, we're the ones that have the hard time with it. But they're cool. Mm-hmm. And she's in the, I wish I had like a visual I could show you here. But as you and Sue were talking, I drew all these beautiful dancing figures. And these are like leaps and twirls. Aww. And did she, when she was younger, did she do that kind of, jive, you know, where you do a lot of, did your dad dance with her, or who did she dance with?
Oh, she danced with everybody. She danced by herself if they let her. She loved dancing, just like me. I love dancing.
Oh, well, then you know what? If you learn to not project, but you can do meditations where you can connect with those who can't communicate.
Yes, I've been trying. Yes.
Yeah.
I've been trying to do that. I've been trying to meditate a lot.
Beautiful. Well, keep doing that and connect with her in spirit, because you guys can dance together. It's the universe is so much more than our puny little five senses show us, right? And it is actually, it's not just sort of wishful thinking. There's an actual sort of energetic space that she takes up when she goes to the other side. And I'm just seeing her with a partner, just going crazy, like the sort of jive, you know, that wonderful with the beady music. And she's just a force of nature, you know, so much so. So just because the body is sort of not doing the transmitter very well doesn't mean she's not reachable. And I think keep doing it.
Just keep doing
what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think what I would just say that I'm getting a little nudge here to tell you to trust your own perceptions a little more. Okay, so they're saying you're second. You're second guessing.
Yes, I am second guessing myself.
Okay. Well, it's easy to just, every time it happens, you just sort of almost, you know, put an elastic on your wrist and snap it or something to remind yourself.
Mm-hmm.
No, it is coming in, and you can trust that. The more you trust it, the more you will receive. Right? So that's
good. Because I asked Spirit with my pendulum, and they said she's a fighter and she's going to pull through this. I came on just to make sure.
Mm-hmm.
Is that you or me?
Well, I think
it was like a little...
we're getting that interference. You that... this has happened before.
It's got to be on my end. I don't know who's trying to get through, but somebody is.
Yeah.
It's Spirit.
Oh, absolutely
it is.
Sue's got so many
Klingons.
Yeah.
Especially when I was talking, it was like...
It's not
like,
Ray, is it, Sue? She knows better than to try and... Yeah. Okay, well, we'll see if we can...
One more question that I had. I'm actually moving, and I just wanted to see. Obviously, my intuition says that this move is good for me. Obviously, because of health reasons,
yeah.
My next door neighbor smokes, so I actually decided to terminate my lease a month early, and my landlord is not too happy. But it's my health.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to see. Did you?
Well, Mary, and
I'm
sorry,
you
actually sent me a message about that, and I'm so sorry. I was making math, and I'm really bad at it, and I got tied up. I forgot to answer your email.
I figured that. I figured that.
I'm so sorry.
I
wasn't
so busy.
You.
I know that.
Yeah, no, that's okay. But anyway, yeah, it's a good one. I do get a good feeling. What do you get, Sue? It's a good. Do you feel it's a good?
Oh yeah,
a good move.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good move.
Yeah, I love the place. I mean, it's amazing. It has everything that I want, plus. So I think it's. I mean, my intuition says that this is the one, and obviously I signed the lease, but before signing the lease, I emailed you, Lynn.
Yeah, and I'm so sorry. Oh, no. Yeah, I was just such bad manners, and I'm like, but I've been making masks for a company, and it takes forever. People who are doing that.
Yeah, and
right
it's also spirit trying to tell me that. To go with my intuition as well, you know, to trust my intuition, you know, and I think that's I got that from you not responding because you're always on par, and anytime I have anything, you know, you respond right away. So I know that it was spirit
total
trying to say.
Yeah, you know, that was me gapping. But
I'm gonna start
trusting
my intuition from now on.
I think that we come by that honestly, though. You know what I mean? We're very much enculturated, especially, I don't mean to be sexist, but females especially are taught to go, there, dear, just trust what you're told. You know, do as you're told. And we forget to actually inform our own selves, right? And you know what I feel is better late than never if somebody, you know, if you catch on at whatever age, it'd be great if we didn't ever go like that, and if we were always encouraged in a Star Trek universe, you know, they raise the kids to believe they can do it, right? We're not yet there yet, but you, I'm getting 82%. How does that grab you? They're giving me like 82% fixed. From that, not trusting your own intuition, you're getting there. They're giving you a score.
Okay, but
you're
getting
really
there.
Doing
okay.
Well. Yeah.
Okay.
Because
good.
You didn't. You didn't just live there and breathe the smoke and go, this is terrible, and make yourself nuts. You went, I'm taking a stand. I'm being proactive.
Yeah.
I'm out of here. Yeah. No. Very good.
Yeah.
They're saying too.
Okay.
Have you got light coming in? Have you got windows with some nice light coming in?
Oh, in the new place? Oh, my gosh, I get chills. Yes, and I'm by the water.
Then,
lots
water's
of light
fabulous.
In the new place.
Yeah, I'm just...
I'm right off the marina.
Grow yourself some herbs, just a little herb garden, and use them fresh.
Yes.
And they're just saying that'll add, like, it's going to give life some flavor for you that has been lacking. And enjoy. The big word, enjoy. It's just huge, and the letters float in. It's time to enjoy. Time to enjoy.
Yes.
You're going to go from a warrior to a warrior.
Yeah,
as they said.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Thank God. Yeah, I felt it. I mean, once I walked in there, just the light coming in, it was just simply amazing. And just to have, remember we had spoken about a balcony that you saw like maybe 2 years ago. And I was like, well, my place doesn't have a balcony. You know, I owned at the time. And this is the balcony where you saw 2 years ago where, you know, so, and this is where I'm going to grow my little herb garden.
Absolutely. It's going to give you a shot of minerals, and it's just really good to use it, chew them fresh, and you'll really enjoy the health benefits from them. Yeah. And it'll also be good after, because you're going to need to recover from having had a toxic atmosphere for a while there. So
yes.
Enjoy that.
Yes.
I just feel expansion for you.
Yes.
And Sue, are you still with us, hon?
I'm still here.
Oh, good. We don't have any of those static happening anymore. I'm just trying to think who's trying to bust.
I'm hearing static on my end now.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Jeez. Oh, there it goes again.
Oh, there it is.
You know what it,
yeah.
Oh, it's probably like signal interference. But nobody's using a device in your house, are they?
No.
Not in my house, no. I'm here by myself.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, I don't know.
Well, except for spirit, right?
Yeah.
Well, Well, there you go. But no, Mary, I feel like it's going to be a good run for you. It's like things will turn around a bit and expand. You'll expand spiritually and physically.
Yeah,
I feel like
I
your health
it.
Is going to get better. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man,
that's
good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, thank
Sue,
you
picking,
so much.
Yeah. Oh, no problem. I'm really glad you called in, and I'm sorry. I saw your message in the chat room.
No, it's okay.
And I sent you a rose anyway, so there you go. But, and a happy wishing all the Mary was wishing all the mothers out there a happy Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And, boy, hardest job in the world except for fatherhood. So,
yes.
You know, being parent.
Yeah.
You know.
Sue, were you getting anything? Other than what Lynn said?
No, nothing else, hon. That's it.
Okay, yeah. Ooh. Oh, there goes the static. Spirit said for me to be quiet and stop asking questions.
No, it's okay, Mary. No, I'm really glad when you call. It's good. I think, you know, they are really sending you that message to just trust your gut. Trust what's coming in.
Once you do that,
get into the habit of doing it, and you notice how the manifestation starts to really happen. And it's surprising how, you know, when we leave it alone, you know, just sort of let go. That doesn't mean we don't do the work, but it's like we don't fuss and fidget and, you know, take the tools out of the hands of the universe. You know, we just kind of let it happen. Rejoice and
it's
gratitude.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
Well, happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there that are listening.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you guys, and God bless you, Sue and Lynn, and all your family. Thank you for everything that you do for us.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, sweetie.
You're so beautiful. That's lovely.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, thanks, Mary. I'm just going to pop you on mute. We're just about to wrap up anyway.
Okay.
And so just sending you lots of love and happy Mother's Day to you. Remind Adriana that she can pop her jewelry on the site anytime. So,
maybe I should do that today. I'll put it on.
Do it on Thursday. Yeah. Okay, hon.
We'll
talk to you soon.
Okay.
Yeah, Thursdays are days. Perfect.
Okay.
Let's love and light, Mary. You're on mute. You're still with us. Whoops. I hope it is. My computer's very slow. Here we go. Sue. All right. Well, that was an amazing show, and I really enjoyed working with you again. It's like
you.
Yeah. Well, I just was looking at season 2. We're on our 335th show or something like that.
Oh wow.
I think it's Sacred Ambers in all general, but we've done an awful lot of shows, and we've got quite the archive. But if anyone wants to hear the shows in archive, it's Sacred Ambers. No, it's blogtalkradio.com/Sacred Ambers, and you can get all of the shows right from the very beginning when Elijah Anderson, DC Love, and Eileen Powers started the network. So it's pretty cool. There's some really fun shows on there and some really good deep thought and just kind of cool. So look them up. Sue, how can... Now, I change this around so we can't read your your website. I had to tuck everyone's name in there. So it's Susan Dallamonte, is it?
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm bringing it up. SusanDallamonte.wixsite.com/SueD. Beyond the Light with Sue is the website.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
And I'm also on Facebook under Sue Fields Dallamonte and on the Sacred Embers Facebook page.
Absolutely. And I can be found at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. And I'm also under Lynn Bleasdale on Facebook and Sacred Embers. And if you want to just check out all the members of the Sacred Embers Network, you go to sacredembersshow.wixsite.com/love. And if you want to book a reading with any of the team, everybody's been tested and vetted. And so you can be sure you're going to get a good reading from somebody who is trustworthy. Okay, any last thoughts you wanted to add, Sue, or any exciting stuff that's upcoming you wanted to share?
let's see. Oh, we just had my 6th great-grandbaby the other day.
Oh, I saw that. That's beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah, so that makes 17 grandchildren and 6 great-grandchildren, and I have another great-grandson coming in July.
Wow. Holy cow. And do you figure they're all going to be psychic abilities?
Many of them do. I have a couple of granddaughters that have the ability. My daughter does. I don't know any of the young ones yet. And my grandson... one of my grandsons used to when he was younger, but I don't know about it anymore. So hopefully one of them will carry the torch.
Well, you know, as you keep working, you can sort of bring them on. I'd love to have your little granddaughter call in some night if she wants to. And
okay.
She was listening to the show, wasn't she? And, you know, we have a PG-rated show. I guess Stephen King's acronym was a little bit a little risque, but it is fun. It's more true.
Absolutely.
Sometimes. But we can certainly have, if a kid wants to call in, that's just fine. And we did. I saw that too. What do you want?
Got
to
another
do? Do you
one
want to?
Came in. Oh, sure. Why not?
Okay, we just had one more caller call in, so we're going to try and squeeze them in. We about 7 minutes left, I guess. If I can get them to come up, here we go. 614, hi, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
My name is Filson.
Filson, hi, Filson.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You can say where you're calling from if you like.
Yeah, thank you. I'm calling from Columbus, Ohio.
Okay, cool. So, what can we do for you? Did you have a question you'd like to ask, Wilson?
Yes. I would like to ask what advice my guides have for me towards my manager, Nick. He's been giving me a hard time.
Okay. Jeez. I don't know if Sylvia Brown has joined us or not, Sue, but I just got the phrase, Nick is a dick. Did you get the same thing?
I was hearing that pretty much the same thing. And what I'm getting is you are going to have to stand your ground. I'm also hearing documentation. So if you have things documented, make sure you hang on to it. If not, start documenting things.
Okay.
he seems like he looks for trouble. And if there isn't any, he's going to create it. So avoid him as much as you possibly can without being nasty. Make sure that you're doing everything you need to be doing on the job. But document, document, document everything that you can and stand strong. And if you have to go above him, go above him.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Okay. What about you,
yeah,
Lynn?
Yeah, I didn't know if you were done that. Yeah, it did. Boy, that did sound like Sylvia. You know how she comes through, just like.
Yep.
What's your name? Yeah. I wrote down here, Filson, that don't give him anything to push against. Right. This guy borrows trouble. If it's not, as Sue said, if it's not there, he'll find it or he'll create it. I wrote the word projection down a lot. I feel like he projects onto others. And in from his side, it's, you know, they say it reflects on the person that's doing the harm. You know what I mean? It talks a lot about his inside state. And it feels like, you know, there's a lot of fear in this guy. Like a little potentate. And he's as irritating as mosquitoes in the summertime. Don't give him anything to push against because that's what he's looking for. It's kind of like it's hard to be passive. And Gandhi advised passive resistance. And, you know, as Sue says, stand up for yourself. I'm not saying back down, but I'm also saying don't give him any reason to accelerate or to expand his, like he's an angry, angry guy and he'll take any excuse to blow up. So as I say, don't give him anything to push against. That is probably going to irritate him more, but stand your ground, as Sue said, because it's not, it's really would be wrong to give this person more power. This is not somebody who handles power well. And I also feel that somebody who feels entitled to just have whatever kind of mood they're in at any person that's around, like just they feel like they're entitled to just spread it around, that's a dangerous kind of person in my book. And I would just keep an energetic distance from him. Don't let him push your buttons. Okay, hon? And he'll try. He'll try. But as I believe Sylvia said, because she often follows Sue around to our sessions.
Very much.
Nick, yeah, Nick is a dick. Nick is a dick. You can't do much about it, you know. Yeah, so take care of yourself, you know, and stand tall. Stand up and don't let anybody take your power away from you. It's what he wants to do. Hope that helps, Wilson. Okay.
Yes.
Beautiful. Let us know how it goes, by the way. Give us a call, and we'd love to hear back and how it went. Okay? Okay. So love and light to you, Filson. And we're just going to put our dear... Oops. There we go. I'm sorry. I hit the wrong button there. I'm just going to put our friend Louis on, and we're going to say good night. Love and light to all of you. Thanks for calling in. Sue, thank you so much. It was absolutely delightful working with you and Sylvia again and whoever that was trying
awesome.
To get through.
Yeah, no clue.
I know. Well, you often have what I call Klingons. There's just, you know, you seem to have a great spiritual energy around you. So
I have many.
Absolutely. Oh, no, that's wonderful. And one feels it anyway around you. And, you know, it could have been just, I don't know. I almost had a feeling that Ryan was messing with us. He does that sometimes. So.
Oh, that's possible.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Those two cartoons in the link, I did not post those pictures. They just showed up. So I don't know. It's very weird. Okay. Well, anyway, love to you all, and have a beautiful night, and we'll see you next week.
Good night, everyone.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more. Myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.